Take that, Lulu. The Mad Hatters with I'll Come Running from 1967 on Fontana Records. Hey, guys, this is JT. This is Gearhead Blues 14, my weekly podcast of totally random tracks, just songs I've been digging the past couple of weeks that I then assemble into a random playlist and create into a podcast for you. Last week, I played a track from the Turtles' 1969 Ray Davis-produced album, Turtle Soup, and it generated a little bit of a response, and some people out there want to hear a few more tracks from it. So right now I'm going to play maybe like my third favorite track from the album. This is a bit of a country-ish number called Torn Between Temptations.
I was out last night and you were in a rage. But it's the same old story now. This is just a page. I'm so ashamed. Torn between temptations, let's try.
I'm having a nervous breakdown. A mental shakedown. I see my hands how they shiver. Woo! I see my knees how they quiver. My whole body's in a tither. I'm having a nervous breakdown. I come to the conclusion you're a total wreck. I'm a having a nervous breakdown. A mental shakedown. I see my hands how they shiver. Woo! I see my knees how they quiver. My whole body's in a jitter. I'm a having a nervous breakdown.
Well, my baby, she's so fine.
The Gigolos from 1965 with She's My Baby. That came out on the Power label. And it's a pretty unusual song for 1965 because it's very much a rockabilly track. And just now playing that back, that sounded maybe a little too modern. Maybe that's really not a track from the 60s. If anybody out there, of course, like I always say, can hit me to the real information, let me know. Eddie Cochran, Nervous Breakdown from the early 60s, one of his posthumously released tracks, released after his death by Liberty. The Amboy Dukes with JB Special, which I have just found out was a canceled single around 1967. That appears as a bonus track on Repertoire Records' release of their first album, their self-titled first album. And we kicked off that set with another track from Turtle Soup by the Turtles that was Torn Between Temptations. This is JT. You're listening to Gearhead Blues 14 here on Podomatic.com. I hope everyone out there had a good weekend. I had a pretty good night last night just being, didn't go to any shows, although there were things happening. I hung out with my friend Richard and watched him smash a Sony CD burner to pieces. And then we went to Rutt's Hut in Clifton. If any of you Jersey people out there know what I'm talking about, you know that's great food that's bad for you, but whoa, is it good. And the next morning it's, wow, I don't know if I'll ever eat that again. But then you go back and you eat it again anyway. So I had a pretty late night, and to most of you it's Sunday morning, but to me it's still Saturday night.
If I had the sense I was born with, I wouldn't stay out till the dawn. Well, the bar's all closed about an hour ago, but the party must go on. And if I show up on the doorstep and it's starting to get light, to you it's Sunday morning, to me it's still Saturday night. Didn't mean to wake you, buddy, but I saw your light was on.
Listen to you. Nobody likes to hear a lot of things that aren't true. digging ginger, looking rankier each day. Must do try to kid yourself and say you'll get away.
The unrelated segments, Where You Gonna Go, great Detroit garage rock here on Gearhead Blues. Man, I love that song. It came out on Liberty, I believe, their second to last single. Before that, we heard Just Too Much with She Gives Me Time and another unknown group from the musty history of garage rock. I believe they're from L.A., but another one that nobody knows anything about. I'm Not a Bad Guy by Hines, formerly of the Tornadoes. That was another crazy sound in Joe Meek production that featured future Deep Purple guitarist Richie Blackmore on lead guitar. And we kicked off the set with the High Risers, Saturday Night, a little rockin' little rockabilly-ish type band from Rochester, New York I just discovered, and I hope you discovered them too. This is Gearhead Blues 14, this is JT. I'm gonna get back into the music here with a really kick-ass instrumental that I've liked this song since 1990, and I was really knocked out when I heard Fast Freddie Patterson play it at a recent Question Mark benefit at the Lay Lounge in Brooklyn. I thought I was the only dingling out there that really dug this song, but he spun the 45 and everybody started dancing. I was like, wow, I'm not the only one who likes this song. But anyway, this is The Swinging Creeper by The Ventures.
We'll be right back. blind man cross the road trying to make the other side. Baby, did you ever see a young girl growing old trying to make herself a bride? Oh, baby. Young man, and I thought all I had to do was smile. Oh, baby, you are still a young girl, you're going out right in the same style. Yeah, ain't you, baby? But once I think you're in, you're out. Cause you don't mean a thing without the handbags and the glad rags. Bye-bye. Sing a song of sixpence for your sake. Take a pocket full of rags. Oh, baby. Form 20 blackbirds in a cake. Bake them all in a pie. Oh, baby.
Oh, baby, bye.
Riot Squad with I Take It We're Through, another Joe Meek production. Yep, I'm going to get a lot of mileage out of that compilation of Joe Meek produced Freak Beat I bought recently. Before that, we heard The Rationals from their self-titled 1969 album. That was their version of Handbags and Glad Rags. I'd like to thank Jason Matta for making me a burn of that album about a year ago. Thank you very much. Really great. And we heard The Flamin' Groovies with their version of Jumpin' Jack Flash, which is on Norton's Slow Death compilation. I believe that was part of their demo tape for United Artists or Capitol or something, but that's a really great version. And we kicked off the set with The Ventures with The Swingin' Creeper from their Ventures A Go-Go album. All right, and I'd like to remind everybody out there that somebody in the garage rock world, one of the founders, the starters of garage rock, suffered a tragedy recently in January. Most of you out there probably know that Question Mark of Question Mark and the Mysterians lost his home in a fire and several of his dogs and a lot of his memorabilia. And a lot of us have been putting on and attending benefits to help him out. I'd just like to remind everyone out there that you can go to www.96tears.net. That's numeral 9, numeral 6. And you can donate to him there. Or you can attend any of the benefits that are going on in your area, either on the East Coast or West Coast, or maybe you'd like to put on some benefits of your own. And I suggest you do it, you know, charge $5 at the door, collect some money, send it his way. Okay, this has been Gearhead Blues 14. This is JT, and to take us out, I think I'll take us out with some Question Mark and the Mysterians. Hope you enjoyed the show, and I will speak to you next time.
The shadows were all I hate until you came into my life. Come on, yeah, come on, girl. Get up.